Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmita, from Bayana Bartak. Today's episode is about, can we survive on potato? For all of 2016, Andrew Taylor ate only potatoes. There were a few caveats to his potato diet. He ate both white potatoes and sweet ones, and sometimes mixed in soy milk, tomato sauce, salt, and herbs. He also took B12 supplements, but overall, he ate potatoes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He took 4 blood tests over the year, which he claims all came back normal. He even lost weight and felt more energized. Technically, the traditional white potato contains all the essential amino acids you need to build proteins, repair cells, and fight diseases. And eating just 5 of them a day would get you there. However, if you sustained on white potatoes alone, you would eventually run into vitamin and mineral deficiencies. That's where sweet potatoes come in, including these orangey ones in the mix. Technically, they belong to a different taxonomic family than white potatoes, increases the likelihood that the potato consumer will get their recommended daily dose of vitamin A, the organic compound in carrots that your mom told you could make you see in the dark, and vitamin E. Of course, there are a lot of health disadvantages to potatoes, especially when you eat them en masse. White potatoes are high in a kind of carbohydrate that causes your blood sugar to spike and then dip, which puts a strain on the insulin system. People who ate a lot of these tubers were more likely to get diabetes and become obese, according to multiple studies. Andrew Taylor actually lost weight, probably from eating less overall and giving up sugar, which wasn't his ultimate goal. He quit eating most food to train himself to get comfort and joy from other areas of his life. But now, even though his pot experiment is over, he still gets pretty excited about potatoes. It was just an experiment and turned out to be exactly like I wanted, he says. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta.